So reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela, chapter 17, the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya in his youth. Text 104. Ke achilu ami purbo janme kahu goni, gonite lagila sarbogyo prabhu bakko shuni. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Please tell me who I was in my previous birth, the Lord said. Please tell me by your astrological computation. Hearing the words of the Lord, the astrologer immediately began to calculate. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Through astrology, one can know past, present and future. Modern Western astrologers have no knowledge of the past or future, nor can they perfectly say anything about the present. Herein we find, however, that after hearing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order, the astrologer immediately began his calculation. This was not a facade. He actually knew how to ascertain one's past life through astrology. A still existing treatise called the Bhrigu Samhita describes a system by which anyone can immediately get information about what he was in the past and what he is going to be in the future. The Brahmana who went door to door like beggars had perfect command of such vast knowledge. Thus, the highest knowledge was easily available even to the present man, even to the poorest man in society. The poorest man couldn't inquire from an astrologer about his past, present and future with no need for business agreement or exorbitant payment. The Brahmana would give him all the benefit of his knowledge without asking remuneration. And the poor man in return would offer a handful of rice or anything he had in his possession to satisfy the Brahmana. In the perfect human society, perfect knowledge is the perfect knowledge in any science, medical, astrological, ecclesiastical, and so on, is available even to the poorest man with no anxiety over payment. In the present day, however, no one can get justice, medical treatment, astrological help, or ecclesiastical enlightenment without money. And since people are generally poor, they're bereft of the benefits of all these great sciences. Ke achilu ami purbo janme kaho goni, gonite lagila sarbogyo prabhu bakko shuni. Please tell me who I was in my previous birth, the Lord said. Please tell me by your astrological computation. Hearing the words of the Lord, the astrologer immediately began to calculate. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came across this astrologer, and generally people ask the astrologer to forecast about the future. So jokingly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also did that. Can you please tell me who I was in my previous birth? And the astrologer was well conversant with the science of astrology. So he immediately started to calculate. The calculation means they see the positions of different stars and planets. And seeing the influence of different stars and planets, they can figure out the past, present, and future. That's why astrology has been considered to be the eye of the Vedas. The body of the Vedas has six limbs. Just as our bodies have various limbs, the Vedas also have different limbs. Like Srimad Bhagavatam has different limbs. The body of Srimad Bhagavatam. right? 12 cantos are 12 different limbs of the body of Srimad Bhagavatam. First and second canto are the legs. Third and fourth cantos are the thighs. Fifth canto is the abdomen. Sixth canto is the chest. Seventh and eighth canto are the arms. Ninth canto is the neck. Tenth canto is the smiling lotus face of the Lord. 11th canto is his forehead. And 12th canto is his head. In this way, the 12 cantos are actually 12 limbs of the body of Srimad Bhagavatam. Similarly, Vedas have been defined with 6 limbs. And they are like, you can say, dictionary, nirukti, grammar, etc. And then it goes to the 6th limb is the eyes of the Vedas. And the eyes of the Vedas are the astrology, the science of astrology. And through that science, one could see, when one mastered this science, he could see the past, present, and future. The time moves in these three aspects: past, present, and future. Whereas in the spiritual world, the time is only present. Nitya, Vartaman. Vartaman means present, and Nitya means eternal. The time in the spiritual domain, spiritual world, is eternally present. Constantly present. There is no past and future. Whereas in the material nature, the time actually, if we consider, the time actually exists in the form of past and future. The present is practically non-existent. It's a fleeting concept. Before we say the P of the present, present is gone into past. So anyway, but we are subjected to this concept of time in this material nature. The time is constantly flowing. And we are also flowing with time, like a river. And so through astrology, one could actually see the past of the person as well as the future of the person. Present, one can see. Somebody is poor, somebody is rich, somebody is healthy, somebody is sick, etc. That way you can see the present. But seeing the past, also one can recall his past. But future is practically unforeseen. But astrology can predict the future. And here we can see the astrology can also see the past, so much so that one can predict also the past life of the person. Who he was. And when here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is performing the pastimes of an ordinary living entity, an ordinary Brahmana, he is hiding his identity as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he asked, and the astrologer also thought, okay, here is a person who wants to know about his past life. And so he did his calculation and he was surprised. Should I go through the next few verses? It's quite interesting actually. Gonit dhane dakhe sarbaggo mahajyotir moy ananto vaikuntho brahmando sabar ashray. Through calculation and meditation, the all-knowing astrologer saw the greatly effulgent body of the Lord, which is the resting place of all the unlimited Vaikuntha planets. I'll just read through the verses. Param tattva param brahma param ishwar dekhi prabhur murti sarvagya hoilo phapar. Seeing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be the same absolute truth, the supreme Brahman, the personality of Godhead, the astrologer became confused. Like, what's happening? this kind of calculation fits in with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead comes, all auspicious, all the stars and planets take up a very, very favorable situation. Very auspicious situation. Like everything becomes auspicious due to his presence. Like the stars and planets. Like in our lives, what happens? Sometimes difficulties, sometimes enjoyment, sometimes happiness, sometimes distress. They happen due to the influence of the stars and planets. Now, does it happen by the influence of the stars and planets? No. It happens due to our own past activities, past karma. And stars and planets are actually the different eyes, or you can say the influence of different demigods. And the demigods exert their influence according to our karma. When the karma is good, the demigods give favorable influence. When the karma is bad, the demigod gives us unfavorable influence. And that can be perceived through the position of the stars and planets. But with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, can there be anything but all auspiciousness? So that's what he saw. And he saw that this personality is the shelter of entire creation. So he became confused. What's happening? Like, who is this person? Bolitena pare kichu mauno hoilo. Prabhu puna prashna koilo, kohite lagilo. So seeing that, he was so confused that he became quiet. He couldn't say anything. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him again, tell me what's happened. So then this astrologer started to tell him, Purva janme chila tumi jagat ashray, paripurno bhagavan sarvaisharjamay. My dear sir, in your previous birth, you are the shelter of all creation, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, full of all opulences. Purve joiche chila tumi ebeho sharup, ebeho sherup, durbigyo nittanando tomar sharup. You are now the same personality of Godhead that you were in your previous birth. Your identity is inconceivable, eternal happiness. Prabhu hashi koila, tumi kichu na janila, purbe ami achilam jatite goala. When the astrologer was speaking so highly of him, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stopped him and began to smile. And he said, my dear sir, I think you do not know very clearly who I was, for I know that in my previous birth, I was a cowherd boy. So he is saying that you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, something is wrong with your calculation. Actually, in my previous life, I was a cowherd boy, Gwala, milkman. Gopogrihe janmo chilo gabhir rakhal, shei punne hoilam ebeho brahman chawal. In my last birth, I was born in the family of cowherd men, and I gave protection to the calves and cows. Because of such pious activity, I have now become the son of a brahmana. Sarbogyo kahe ami taha dhyane janilam, tahate oishwarjo dekhi phapor hoilam. The astrologer said, when I saw in meditation was full of opulence, and therefore I was confused. Shei rupe ei rupe dekhi ekakar, kobhu bhed dekhi ei mayay tomar. I am certain that your form and the form I saw in my meditation are one and the same. If I see any difference, this is an act of your illusory energy. Jehao shehao tumi tomake namaskar, prabhu tare prem diya koilo puraskar. The all-knowing astrologer concluded, whatever you may be, or whatever you may be, or whoever you may be, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. By his causeless mercy, the Lord then gave him love of Godhead, thus rewarding him for his service. So, although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is trying to hide his identity, but his identity is becoming revealed. The uniqueness of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime is that in these pastimes, he is an ordinary person. He is not performing as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he is Channa Kalo. In the age of Kali, the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears hiding his identity. He comes as a devotee. There are various reasons why he does that. The main reason is that he came to distribute love of Godhead. He came to reveal the identity of Krishna. In Dwapar Yug, end of Dwapar Yug, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, performed his Braja Leela. And Braja Leela is very difficult to understand. Because in Braja Leela, in Vrindavan, Krishna is a cowherd boy. Krishna is not the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the thing is, this Krishna is not an incarnation. Krishna is the source of all incarnation. Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda Ki Jai. Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai. Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. But Krishna is not an incarnation. That was that understanding before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. Even the Vaishnavas considered that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna is an incarnation of Kshirodakshayi Vishnu. Generally, the incarnations in this planet or in this universe are expansions of Kshirodakshayi Vishnu. So they thought that Krishna is an incarnation of Kshirodakshayi Vishnu. Although in Srimad Bhagavatam it has been very clearly mentioned, Ete Changsha Kala Pungsha Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. They had access to Srimad Bhagavatam, but still they couldn't recognize Sri Krishna. Bhagavatam, practically at the beginning, Bhagavatam pointed out, after describing various incarnations, described 22 different incarnations of the Lord, and then pointed out that there are innumerable incarnations of the Lord. Abhutarohi ashankhayo. Ashankhayo meaning innumerable. Sankha means number. Ashankhayo means numberless. Innumerable. The incarnations of the Lord are innumerable. But then pointed out, Krishna's too. Ete changsha kala pungsha. These are the amsas and kalas. These are the parts and parts of the parts of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ete changsha kala pungsha. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. These are the parts and parts of the parts of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They are all Krishna's incarnations. Although Bhagavatam is pointing that out, but still they couldn't recognize Krishna. Therefore Krishna came as a devotee to make us recognize who he is. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pointed out who is Krishna. Krishna himself is pointing out. And by pointing out Krishna's identity, he is distributing Krishna prema. Purpose of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance is to distribute Krishna prema. Namo Mahavadannaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratishe Namo. At the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, it has been more clearly indicated. Anarpita charing chirat korunayavatirna kalo. In order to distribute something that he never given before, he appeared in the, he very mercifully appeared in the age of Kali. Korunaya avatirna kalo. And what is that? That was not given before. Samarpaitum, in order to give. Samarpaitum unnato jalarashan svabhakti shriyam. Svabhakti, his own devotion in unnata ujjvala rasa. Unnata means most elevated. What is the most elevated of all the mellows? Most elevated is conjugal. In conjugal relationship. And ujjvala. Unnata, most elevated. And ujjvala means most brilliant. The most elevated mellow in its most brilliant feature. Conjugal loving relationship has got two aspects. One is shakya, the other is parokya. One, conjugal relationship is abiding by the formalities of the society, with the approval of the society. So, that is a relationship between a man and a woman through marriage. Conjugal relationship, that is shakya. But parokya is without the social approval. That is like the loving relationship between a young boy and a young girl, not married as yet. So that loving relationship is even deeper, even higher, or even more brilliant, as been pointed out. So Krishna's loving relationship with the gopis in Vrindavan, with him, he was not married, apparently. Because he is the supreme, he is the supreme personality of Godhead. He is the proprietor of everyone. So in a way, husband means a proprietor. Pati. In Sanskrit word, pati means the Lord. Of course, they shouldn't take advantage of that. And so Krishna is the controller. Krishna is the Lord and Master of everyone. So where is the question of any kind of inappropriate dealing with Krishna when he had this with the gopis? Anyway, so that is the most brilliant. And in order to reveal that understanding and enable the living entities to develop that relationship, a loving relationship with Krishna, just the way the residents of Vrindavan had with Krishna, in order to bestow that. Unnato jalarashang shabhakti shriyam, the wealth of his own devotion. Hari purata sundara duti kadam vasandipita. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose complexion is like monsoon cloud, assumed the molten golden form. Hari purata sundara duti kadam vasandipita. So that is how, and that is why Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the, again it has been pointed out in Chaitanya Charitamrita, this is the external reason. But there is an internal reason. The internal reason is, Shri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrisho Vanai Vashadda. Krishna, Beti Lobhad. This expression has been used. Beti lobhad. Krishna became greedy. Lobh means greed. Krishna became greedy to understand. Shri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrisha. The glory of Srimati Radharani is love, pranaya mohima. Krishna wanted to know how great, how wonderful is Radharani's love for him. Banaibashaddo jenad bhuta madhurima kidrisho ba modiyo. What kind of sweetness is there in me that Radharani appreciates? And shokhan chasya madanu bhavato kidrisham beti lobhad. By loving me, what kind of joy Srimati Radharani experiences? So, tad bhavaddo samajani shochi garbha shindho harindu. In order to understand that, Krishna appeared as the moon rose from the ocean of milk. He appeared from the, like a moon from the womb of Srimati Sachidevi. So this was the internal reason why Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna could not understand unless and until he assumed the role of Srimati Radharani, or unless and until he stepped into Radharani's shoes, he could not understand these three things. The glory of Radharani's love, pranaya mohima, Sri Radhaya pranaya mohima. Kidrisha, how is Radharani's love for me? How great is, or how glorious is her love for me? What is there in me that attracts her so much? I am attracted to her, that's understandable. But why she is attracted to me? What is there in me that is attracting her? And by loving me, what kind of joy does she experience? So he wanted to know these three things. And therefore, he came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, assumed the loving mood of Srimati Radharani and the complexion of Srimati Radharani. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna with the mood of Srimati Radharani and the complexion of Srimati Radharani. It's Krishna himself with Radharani's mood, Radharani's loving mood, and Radharani's complexion. Loving mood. She is Mahabhav Swarupini, Radha Thakurani. The identification of Srimati Radharani has been described as the personification of highest loving mellow, highest loving mood, the deepest loving mood. That's the Mahabhav. Bhav is the loving emotion. And Mahabhav, the highest loving emotion, that is experienced only by Srimati Radharani. So, he assumed that Mahabhav. And then, he also assumed the complexion. Therefore, he is not Sam Sundar. He has become Gaur Sundar. Assume the complexion of Srimati Radharani. Her complexion is like molten gold. And appearing in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is distributing Krishna prema, and then also he is experiencing the loving mood of Srimati Radharani through the intimate discussions with that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did in the later part of his pastimes in Jagannath Puri, with three and a half very intimate associates, Swarup Damodar Goswami, Ramananda Rai, and Shikhi Mahiti. They are the three personalities, and the half personality is Shikhi Mahiti's sister, Madhavi Devi, who is a very intimate associate of Srimati Radharani. And in the association, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is discussing about Krishna's loving relationship with Radharani and Radharani's wonderful mood he himself is displaying in separation of Krishna. So that is why Sri Krishna appeared as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In one hand, he is distributing the highest, he is distributing the most exalted mode of devotion through his Sankirtan, and he is also, by relishing it himself, he is enabling the living entities to understand this deep loving relationship that Radharani experiences with Srimataraj, with Krishna. So although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is trying to hide his identity, but he can't. Like oftentimes he is revealing his identity. Not oftentimes, sometimes he is revealing his identity, and sometimes it is becoming automatically exposed to his devotees. Like Rupa Goswami recognized, as you can see here, who this person can be who is distributing Krishna prema in this way, which is rare for anybody else. This Krishna prema, even to have access to Krishna prema, is rare. Brahmaro durlabh. This Krishna prema is rare even for Brahma. This Krishna prema of Raja is rare even for Lord Shiva. What to speak of rare even for Lord Shiva? This Krishna prema is rare even for the residents of Vaikuntha. What to speak of this Krishna prema is rare even for Vaikuntha, residents of Vaikuntha. This Krishna prema is rare. Braja prema is rare even for Lakshmi Devi. Even Lakshmi Devi has difficulty having access to this Krishna prema. Lakshmi Devi, upon hearing Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes, especially Krishna's dance with the gopis, she wanted to experience that herself. So she told Narayan that, "Will you please take me to your Vrindavan pastimes, your Rasa dance?" Narayan said, "Well, if you want to go to Vrindavan, then you have to take shelter of one of the gopis of Vrindavan." Lakshmi said, "What? I am Lakshmi, how can I take shelter of anyone else?" Narayan said, "Then forget about going to Vrindavan." So then Lakshmi Devi performed a great austerity. And as a result of that austerity, Krishna came and asked, "Lakshmi, what happened? Why are you performing this austerity?" And then she said that, "I wanted to enter into your Braja Leela, Rasa dance." So then Krishna placed her on his chest as Sri Vatsya, the mark of the Sri Lakshmi Devi. And that's how Lakshmi Devi had entrance to Vrindavan. So you can see this Braja Prem is rare even for Lakshmi Devi. Then who is this personality who is distributing this Krishna Prem? Isn't it a simple common sense consideration? It's rare for Brahma, rare for Shiva, rare for Lakshmi Devi. Then who is he? So he is concluding, he must be Krishna himself. So this is how Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. He is giving Krishna Prema. Therefore Krishnaya, he is Krishna himself. Krishna Chaitanya Namne, appearing as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is bestowing his mercy all over the world. So it is by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy that we recognize Krishna of Vrindavan. And it is by Srila Prabhupada's mercy we recognize Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Had Prabhupada not have come, could we ever recognize who Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is? Could we ever recognize who Krishna is? Jada se jada Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman, nahi to Lakshmi Narayan. but Radha Krishna. And not only Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna's Braja Leela, Vrindavan pastimes. And not only have an access to enter in there in the through the books, but understand what it is. The highest form of loving relationship that a devotee can experience with the Supreme Personality of Godhead has been revealed to us by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. And this will be spreading all over the world. It's happening. With the passing of time, it will spread, the movement will spread, and with the passing of time, more and more people will become aware of Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes. More and more people will have access to Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes, recognizing him. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanande Hari. Does anybody have any question or comment?